Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Do you know what a huge worry of mine is? I was thinking about this today.
I would love to hear it.
When I'm streaming, I'm so worried that just while I'm streaming, I'll be like, my tits are hot, and not like think about the fact that the camera's on and just be like, oh.
You're scared that you're just going to forget that you're streaming and strip off and just be rubbing your tits to cool them down.
Basically, yeah.
Spitting on your hand, smearing it on the tit. This will help with the sweat.
It doesn't help with the smell though.
No, 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 nothing could.
No.
The doctor said it will go away when I die. The doctor said when I die, I'll smell better than right now, even after a few weeks of me being died.
The doctor said comparatively, my funeral's going to smell really good.
Yeah, they're having an open casket funeral for Demi, but thank God they're putting a little bit of cling wrap over the top of it. They're, like, so you can't smell her, but you can see her.
Yeah, so the person who's going to be, it's like that prank, you know, when you're in middle school and you put cling wrap over the toilet, whoever's pissing into my coffin is going to get a rude surprise.
Yeah, God. Did you ever do that prank, by the way? Also, did you just say middle school?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
That's so American of you. I'm near an international warrior.
What do you call it?
There's only primary school and high school.
That's not true. Primary school is junior. I mean, primary okay. school. Not junior school.
Oh, and she's immediately run aground on the rocks.
Primary school.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, by the way, everybody.
Reception or grade zero to what? You didn't have reception?
No.
Oh. It's grade nothing to year five.
Your fucking year Adelaide six. Schools are structured like hotels. You start off at reception, move on to lobby.
Yeah, and listen, shush.
There's no 13th year. It's unlucky.
Beginning of school to year five is primary school.
Okay.
Middle school is year 6 to 9, where you suck each other's business.
I don't remember sucking anyone's business.
And then year 10 to 12 is high school.
Uh-huh.
And just then at my school, in year 13, you get to be in the yard and people will be like, why didn't you just join the army, you fucking idiot?
Fuck. I remember being like, God, I wish I just joined the army.
Yeah.
Being like 19 and having to like go place to place and hand in resumes and just be like, fuck, I could be getting shot right now. God, I could just be getting lit up by some guy who is like, who history will say was in the right.
Did you still hand out physical resumes?
Dude, yeah.
Okay, so I tried to because my parents were really, really angry that I hadn't got a job yet. Mm. Also, they hadn't told me to get a job.
Yeah.
So they were like, why aren't you already doing it? And I was like, bro, I am barely keeping it together.
Do you think that's a highlight in a parent's life when they get called bro by their daughter?
My mum once asked me, because I remember I was like really, this is so grim. I was like really depressed in early high school and I just like couldn't function. And my mum was so mad at me about it because she was not keeping it together either.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what's going on? Like, why are you so moody? Are you pregnant? And I said, dude. She just left the room.
Oh my God. That's so funny for your mum to be pissed off at you because she's like, one of us has to be the mum. And I think you figured out by now, it's not going to be me.
Yeah.
God, she's had a fucking huge face turn.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, anyone who has listened to the podcast from the start and already sorry, but also the redemption arc for the Demi mum is so huge.
I talked about driving in the car with her already on the podcast, didn't I?
And now you'll think that, yes, you have. You've talked about the driving around looking at signs.
And the pools and stuff.
Yes.
There was another thing that was happening while we were driving around, which was that she put on the radio and she kept like, someone would say, "G'day there, listeners." And mum would be like, "Who's that?" I'd be like,
That's so good. It's actually how our friends with kids describe like watching a movie with their 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's that? What's going to happen to him?
I don't know.
I'm working with the same information you have.
You've seen, we're watching the movie together.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Honey, sweetie, I say to my mum.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's one of my favorite things about your mum is that instead of saying, "I understand," she say, I know.
Yeah, there was that time where my mum was saying like, "Oh, you know, these people, they're losing their jobs because they won't wear masks." And I was like, "Yeah, but like," and she was like, "It's terrible. I can't believe they're losing their jobs." And I was like, "Yeah, but they should just wear their masks so they protect people." "Yeah, I know."
No, you didn't, you old cunt.
You fucker.
You're just covering your ass. I know you didn't know because you said the thing that led me to say what I said.
It's so good though because I can just like, I've given her she has all my opinions now.
It rocks.
It's so good.
And as long as no one else tells her an opinion, we're in the clear.
No, but like I have made it so that she argues my opinion.
Right. So what you've done is you've fortified your opinion into her because all they've done is said like, "Oh, here's the thing about immigrants."
Yeah.
And then you've gone to her and said, "Well, actually," and like given her three facts.
Yeah.
And now, unless someone comes along with four facts.
Which won't.
By the way, won't be facts.
No. They won't be a fact. They'll be an oi.
Yeah. Unless she gets gotten to by another one of those like Facebook groups she follows where she like keeps sharing things that generate her zodiac sign for the year. That's all like, man, she loves a share, does Chris.
Well, the other thing is Christine said to me when the referendum was happening, she was like, "Well, they keep saying, if you don't know, just say no." And I was like, do they give you any of the information or do they just, doesn't that seem a little bit suspicious that they're like, "We reckon you should say no because you don't know." And mum was like, "It's a really good point."
Yeah. God, that
shit. She voted yes.
That shit sucked. Okay. So we had the middle school as the place where you would put
69.
I don't like you saying that because while it is a fun joke about the years 6 and 9 and how they kind of mimic it, it's also kind of you saying that 12 to 15-year-olds are slobbing each other
16
off.
16-year-olds. Only them.
Okay. Even then, honestly.
Mature ones. I'd seen a lot of life by then.
Oh, none of it good, actually.
When did you root? You were 19, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, all right. I also didn't drink all through high school, but that wasn't the thing that was holding me back. It was the whole personality and unnerving presence that I had.
Mm.
I was so...
I was saying that at our wedding, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to Tom having sex with me for the second time for him. It's really exciting to see what notes he picked up from when he was 19.
Yeah. You know,
what, 3 decades ago? I'm shaking my head. No.
Was less.
Oh God.
Ish.
But so you viewed that as middle school. In my my schooling, it was just primary school, and you're there until you had kindy. Let's not even fucking talk about kindy. Let's not dignify
kindy
it.
Kindy is bullshit.
What are you For real. Do?
Oh, I learned yellow today. Mm. Okay. You could have got that through context clues.
Actually, Demi, I'm gonna go ahead and say you didn't learn many of the colors.
I can see yellow.
When?
Probably over there.
No.
That drink bottle. We talked about this. It's green.
That's green.
Shit. Marge is yellow.
Well, yeah.
She's wearing a gray dress.
It's just a beautiful green dress. Recently finding out that Demi is colorblind. A really satisfying conclusion to the arc of you telling me that I don't see colors right and that I'm probably colorblind.
I don't think you do.
I know. But I don't think that I think that I'm in the clear now. Because here's the fucked up thing. After you were like, I think you're colorblind. That's not green. I went and did a colorblind test and then was like, okay, well, I'm passing there. I guess Demi's just smart. I guess I'll just agree to disagree.
That should have been a clue, Tom.
That should have been a clue. Something was awry. Anyway, so for me, it was just primary school from like years like 1 to 12, 1 to 6.
One and to then, 12.
I know, years, which was like...
1 to 6?
1 to 6. You're 12 at year 6. You're what? 12 years old in year 6.
Oh.
And then when you reach 18, you're in year 12. And so 7 to 12 are separated off.
That's crazy.
7 to 12 is high school, which is fucked up because like the 12 to like 15 should be separated from the grown... Like grown men of an 18-year-old boy.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Oh. That's why I'm saying we had middle school.
But did you actually have it as like a physical place?
No, I went from reception year zero to year 12. I was at the same school.
I don't like you talking about year zero like you're in a fucking Batman comic.
Well, it was. It was like when you get out of kindy, but you're not ready for year one. They put you in reception, and it's like 6 months of double kindy.
You didn't learn yellow the first time, so they sent you back, huh?
Yeah. It's hard.
Not for most, babe.
What is it, like green and red put together?
Mm.
Makes yellow?
I believe it makes a particularly rich gray. Anyway, did you ever do any of the pranks in high school?
We did the mock-up day at the end.
Really?
Yeah, where so I think I might have told you about this before, but we had so me and my at the time ex-boyfriend, we'd been like boyfriends in year 7.
That okay. You understand that sounds like you're back to fucking him now behind my back. Hmm? At the time ex-boyfriend.
Who? Lucas Lane Geldmacher.
Okay, all right. I don't like you knowing having the name roll so easily off your tongue. It's as if he could roll easily onto it at any moment.
He joined the army.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then he turned into a firefighter.
Fuck, that's like the best arc you can have as a guy in the army.
Dude, guess what?
What?
I was like looking through my Facebook trying to find some weird, some like picture of me dressed as a serial killer for Halloween when I was a kid. I had a box of Cheerios with a knife in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you were like the age where that would be cute.
Yes. And for some reason I was like, serial killers would wear a tweed jacket. So I put on a tweed jacket.
Sounds like somebody had a tweed jacket around.
Yeah. Me.
You are, because I know you were a bow tie wearing tweed jacket, like adjacent person. You are so lucky that you never got Doctor Who'd. You are so lucky that you didn't become a wibbly wobbly timey wimey little cunt.
And it's like, gribbly pibbly.
That's a real there, but for the grace of God, go I moment for you. Anyway, you were looking for this photo.
And I saw this, my year 7 boyfriend pop up on Facebook and saw an article where he was literally soot on his face rescuing a dog from a burning house.
This is...
You are so fucking lucky...
Yeah.
...that I'm too lazy to move back to Adelaide.
As soon as they make it so you can buy airline tickets at the shops, just by tapping as at the register, I'm fucked.
I'm done.
So he knows how to kill. He knows how to save.
Yep.
He's done... Truly two romance novel level jobs. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two things I know about him.
Yep.
Is that he was a soldier and now a firefighter. Fuck, I'm fucked.
I know.
Oh no.
What skill are you going to get to win me back?
Oh, Christ. I could look. What are girls like?
I wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah, I remember what think ladies like to brush their hair, but it didn't really leave anything for me to do.
You could brush my hair if you wanted to.
Do you find any like, okay, so I did Free to a Good Home, the podcast with Ben Jenkins and Michael Heng. I was the Ben Jenkins, but I bring it up because we had this discussion
touch your
on
hair
there.
A lot.
Yeah, I did. At one point I did do, so, yeah, putting the hand up and then really like, yeah. Anyway.
Here's the thing, Michael Heng.
chewing into the microphone. No, I did have this. I said this on there too, so I don't want to, you know, say it here as if it's the first time I'm thinking this. But I think there is a point where a skill can be really attractive, and then you reach a point of proficiency where it's not attractive anymore.
Okay.
Like my example in this case is someone playing the guitar.
Okay.
And so you can see someone playing the guitar and be like, fuck, okay, that's really cool. And then you see someone playing the guitar at like a Buckethead level and you're like,
what's Buckethead?
Exactly. You're safe. You haven't gone down the avenues that are like, I like rock music. Maybe I should like the most rock music. Stuff like Dragon Force or Buckethead.
I know Dragon Force because it was in Rock Band.
Buckethead was also in Rock Band.
Or Guitar Hero.
He was also in Rock Band or Guitar Hero. He is a guy who plays with a KFC bucket on his head and he just plays the guitar. And he plays it with like a lot of notes all at once. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh yeah, pranks. You were doing a prank on Muck Up Day. Muck Up Day is the final day of school year when you're in year 12. And so you're about to leave school forever. You're about to sneak. Great sneeze. So you're about to leave school forever. And yeah. Therefore some people think like, oh, you know what I can do? Crime.
Yes. So I dated Lucas Lane Geldmacher when...
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that fucking Chad you're going to leave me for.
Yeah, so he, we dated in year 7 and then he, on the muck-up day in year 12, all the year 12s had a sleepover at my house because I lived like a 2-minute walk from the school.
Mm.
And then the last day of school, Lucas hid in a cupboard. Mm. We covered up one of the security cameras with tinfoil.
Mm.
He hid in a cupboard until every single person had left the school, so he was locked in.
Uh-huh.
And then he unlocked all the doors for everybody so that they could come in, turn everything upside down, and fill the common room with beanbag pellets that I had bought.
Fuck, that's really good and annoying.
Yeah.
That's really good to be a man on the inside.
Yeah. We turned, because our common room was like inside of like all these classrooms were around. It was like a fishbowl type thing.
Mm.
Like all glass walls looking into the classrooms. So we just filled it. We were like, it's a winter wonderland.
Excuse me?
No one, I don't think, said much.
I remember someone saying winter wonderland.
Did you? You did?
No, you can't pin this on me, bitch. Winter wonderland?
What does this do? Nothing.
Press it off just in case it fucking does something. I remember when the Roadcaster came to us, It would, if you press that button, it would play an extremely loud generic rock guitar sting.
Yeah, there was one, I think maybe the blue one, that would play just the worst cricket sound effect you've ever heard.
Really crunchy.
Let's see if it does it. Nah.
Okay, I think, I think I went through and wiped them all because I was like, at some point, one of us is going to press every button.
Yeah.
Unless they're just coming through on the recording, in which case, hey, you know what? My bad. Hey, fair play. Actually, here, let's check.
It.
Because this is the slider for the volume.
Up. Okay, let me press some.
Okay, all right.
Wait, bitch. That's applause.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's that one?
Sorry.
Wait, let me check the others. That's creepy.
Okay.
It's Badum Tish. That's applause. That's wah, 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 wah.
Okay.
That's laughter.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to hear it for the first time?
Fuck you. Okay. I hate you.
Do you?
No.
Put this on real quick.
Okay. I'm putting the headphones on so I can hear the sound effects.
Turn to the camera, your camera.
I don't have time to correct it. Go on. What?
Sorry.
I think that's someone saying sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this has been... And... Okay. Fun's off. Fun's off. We can't do that anymore.
What's your favorite flavor of pizza, Tom?
Oh, man. You know what? It's changed. I think nowadays I want a basic cheese or maybe pepperoni and that's all. But back in the day, I was... all about barbecue meat lovers.
Yeah, okay, barbecue meat lovers is the goat, except now, you know what I want now?
What?
I want a margarita with pepperoni and anchovies.
Yeah. Now, you would call that a margarita with adornments, huh? Because you're ordering in the app?
Well, I would call it a margarita because just a normal, like, plain pizza doesn't have fresh tomatoes on it, and I want the fresh tomatoes, which to me a margarita has.
Okay.
So it needs the fresh tomatoes, needs the cheese, but then, you know what else I would put on there? Olives! But I need anchovies and also the pepperoni on there, I think.
I understand.
Salty pizza, though. I think maybe something else. So pineapple.
So you want a fresh pizza, a fresh cheese pizza with anchovies, fresh tomatoes. Are you leaning away from the microphone to sniff? I know. I'm so glad that now we have the video for the Patreon. People can understand why sometimes I'm a little bit thrown off during the recordings. I was checking the other one just to make sure that it got uploaded correctly. I just skipped to a random bit and you were immediately, like, in the middle of my sentence, just reaching your feet out and putting them on my knee. Putting both of your feet on my knee. And I could hear myself. I was watching myself and I felt so self-conscious just listening to it. Because I was like, fuck, I'm pausing so long. I'm taking so long to get to my point. And then I look over and it's because you're pressing your feet onto my knee and going, in a way that can't be picked up on the camera. I know. Yeah, you're looking at the plush toy. It's really good. Okay, that's a good pizza order.
Yeah.
To me, the barbecue meat lovers is the domain of the... Please stop trying to distract me.
Okay.
I'm begging you.
Okay.
I mean, you can if you want.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you said not to, so... Well,
go ahead. You're holding the plush doll and throwing it at me and it's bouncing off my head.
No, I didn't.
If this video file gets corrupted, I'm going to murder you.
Why?
Because I'll know you did it.
How did I do it?
To hide that you did that. Anyway, pizza.
Hi.
That's right. Mm. It's your middle name, of course. Demi changed her middle name because her middle name used to be her grandma's middle name and her grandma sucked.
She was a rat cunt, yeah.
So changed it to Demi Pizza Lardner. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about the person I know who was like, oh yeah, my friend had, my friend's kids got told that they could choose their own middle names, but it had to be, they were told that it has to be something that, you know, you make sure you pick something that's going to make you happy forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the kids' middle names is birthday.
That's awesome.
Isn't
also,
that lovely?
What a psycho thing to say to your child.
I think it's nice.
Make sure it's something that's going to make you happy forever.
Mm. Tom Mother Hug Walker.
Oh.
What? What's wrong with liking a hug from mother?
Mm-mm.
Makes you feel safe and warm at the same time.
You don't even call her mum.
No, I skip straight to mother.
You don't call her mother either.
I've called her mother to her face multiple times.
Not really.
Yeah.
You usually call her Juliet.
Yeah, for sure. But sometimes mother must be called what she is.
And then I hear you say under your breath, and I'm Romeo.
I'm the Romeo to my mother's Juliet. We have kind of a cursed romance.
And you were saying this before the podcast, she has pert breasts, yes?
Let's move on.
Okay.
We've only got a few more months left of those, you know, she's turning 66. The pizza of my dreams is simply cheese and pepperoni. But I used to enjoy a barbecue meat lovers because it just felt like if you weren't ordering barbecue meat lovers, you were leaving money on the table. Now, as an adult, I think if you put a barbecue meat lover's pizza in front of me, I would think I was going to die if I ate more than a slice.
That's a child's food, yeah.
And also, I think now the difference is that I've I've been alive for enough years and eaten enough meat
you
that I can
taste.
You have
been alive for enough years, I've been saying.
Yeah, time for me to check out.
Bye.
We need this guy to die so we can get that firefighting soldier in here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's me rubbing my fingers on his nipples.
Okay, well, I thought, just go back to making the money sign.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
Now he's above me and I'm rubbing the nipples like
no,
that.
No, no. What the fuck was I saying?
Barbecue meat lovers.
That's right. So I've been alive for enough years that I've eaten enough meat that I can now taste the dog food quality of the barbecue meat lovers meat.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it is being, that is like meat that is being made to sustain livestock.
But like it would be weird if you got a barbecue meat lovers and the meat tasted like meat though. Like if you had it, it wouldn't be the experience that you were looking for.
Getting like any kind of upmarket pizza, getting a crust pizza with the Wagyu beef is one of the sickest, most disgusting things you can do as a person.
We had a clam pizza once and I risked it even though I didn't know whether I was allergic. It's really good.
Yes. But I'm saying that like, getting a choice cut of steak on a pizza is crazy.
I'll just have a steak.
Yeah. I'll just have a freaking steak.
What's your favorite cut of steak?
You know what? I just order whatever's on the menu. My practice for ordering steak, go down the list till I find the most expensive, go up 3 to 4, that's my steak. Because I look at the most expensive and I think to myself, I can't picture a way that steak would make me that happy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Unless the steak's coming to my table and sucking me off.
So
unless they're going to let me cut it out of the cow myself.
Well, for the first, like, because they have cookie cutters that'll make it in the shape of a steak as well.
Uh-huh.
But the first couple times that I went to a restaurant with Tom and he would order a steak and then he would ask them if they could cut a tiny piece off of that steak and cook it separately and put it on a very small plate that he had brought, I wondered why. Mm. And then I met the little man face that lives on the end of his penis.
Mm.
And now I know what the tiny steak is for. Mm. You keep him happy, he keeps me happy.
I have a tiny man face on the end of my penis and it keeps my wife happy. You heard it here first. I like to get my little face hard and have it smooch my wife.
It's sort of like the face is like it's got kind little eyes, but then if you imagine the way that it interacts with my genitals is that it's like a pool vacuum, like it sort of just finds the right spot on the minge.
My penis is small enough that it has pretty much run of the house.
Mm.
Whenever we have sex, my penis gets in the pussy and it kind of runs around in there like a dog whose owner has just come home.
Yeah.
Or
whose owner has just left and it's like finally.
Yeah, going completely nuts.
Yeah.
Knocking everything over.
And then when we're done, I have to sort of trap it under a cup and put a piece of paper under it to get it out of there.
Yeah, you can tell he needs a break because he's foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
I
throw it in the garden.
I don't think I want to go to a steak restaurant ever in my life, really.
We've been.
I know we have. And each time I've been like, that was okay. I could have used a couple more ingredients.
Yeah, I like the hamburgers at the steak restaurant.
Me too. And I don't think I'm a steak ordering guy. And I know everyone's reaching through their phones, through their computers, however they're watching or listening to this, they're reaching through and they're grasping for my man card right now. They want to take my freaking man card away. You can't do it. It's downstairs in my purse. But I'm serious.
It's a Ben's purse.
Yeah.
It's got camouflage patterning.
Yeah.
And the tampons in it are very big.
Mm-hmm.
For a man.
I use them to fuck my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they fill her up a way I never could.
I'm sludgy.
Anyway, we were... Ugh.
So we need the tampons.
God damn. Ugh. Every now and again, a word will hit different. And sludgy got me. Ugh.
Sludgy got me feeling some type of way.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We were talking about you don't like steak at the steak restaurant.
I don't. I don't like steak at the steak restaurant. And I feel like every time I see an ad for a steakhouse or what have you, I think to myself, maybe this time it'll be different. Maybe this time I'll just be like, oh, yummy. But I'm always like, it tastes like meat.
I saw a movie that, and I've done this several times before, that I thought
Seeing movies.
That I thought was going to be about ghosts.
Oh,
and it
okay.
wasn't. It was about a restaurant. And the...
Wait, you've done specifically that or just you've been lulled into security by...
I mean, there was a Daniel Radcliffe and I was like, I thought this movie was going to be about a ghost, but it was about a war crime.
Oh my God. All right. No, it wasn't about a war crime. Okay, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Can you remember?
South African.
Yes. You watched a movie that, you know, I'm going to Google it with the keywords that I know.
Daniel Radcliffe, South African.
Yes. Daniel Radcliffe. I mean, even... Here we go. It's on its way.
If I was in the 90s...
So the movie that you saw and you thought that this was a ghost movie, you thought this was a fantasy movie.
About ghosts, yeah. Not fantasy, like a horror sort of.
I see. But nevertheless, it dealt with things that were supernatural. The movie in question was Escape from Pretoria.
Yeah.
Which is a 2020 movie featuring Daniel Radcliffe, which is about two political activists who get imprisoned for revolting against apartheid South Africa. It is a thriller. And they are planning to break out of Pretoria prison.
With the help of their good friend, Boo Muggins.
Okay.
He's a ghost.
That's happened to you several times. You've watched things thinking... Because you thought they were going to be spooky scary and they've just turned out to be regular flicks.
And it was about a lady who...
Demi, you can't...
It ends up being about a lady who starts working for like a really like crazy like double Gordon Ramsay. She gets she works in like a Padsey U restaurant. This guy comes, he's like, you're too good to be here.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, works for this crazy guy. And he's like... Fucking, you're like my little guy now. And then they butt heads. And then she becomes a crazy restaurant.
So it's like Whiplash, but food.
Yes.
Okay. Whiplash, but with forks and spoons.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the restaurant has its fair share of drumsticks.
It was actually really good.
Okay. So, but you, at any point, did you resent it for having
I thought there was going to be, I did think there were going to be ghosts. The Thai movie. It was called Hunger.
It sounds good. I remember you said I should watch it.
You should watch it. It doesn't have any ghosts in it, though.
Demi, you have to sit upright and keep your feet to yourself.
I don't.
God damn it.
That's the crazy thing about it.
Ah! The... Thank you. I've not really watched too many movies on... I'm trying to think of a time I've watched a movie on a mistaken premise.
I went to the movies once when I was like 14 or 15, and we told our friend Elodie, we got to the movies and we were like, let's watch that one. And it was when they were up on the screen and it was just the letters in LED lights.
Mm.
Wasn't like a TV screen. And it said, The Curious C-A.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, me and my friend Brandon didn't talk about it. We were like, let's see The Curious Cat. And Elodie was like, okay. We bought tickets to The Curious Cat. We got into the movie.
Wait, what? Did you walk up to the counter and say three tickets to The Curious Cat?
I said, I'll get this.
Okay.
And I was like, can I get three tickets to this movie? We went to the movie. 40 minutes in, Elodie was like, guys, there's no cat in this. Is the cat meant to be?
Uh-huh.
There's no cat. And we were like, I think it's coming. An hour in, she was like, is this not about a cat? Is it one of those weird names in the movies?
Uh-huh.
And then Benjamin Button gets younger and she's like, is that the same guy?
Oh my God.
She's a nurse.
I think if I went to see... The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I would at some point, I think even if it had a title screen that came up, I'd be thinking to myself, I hope he's a funny cat. I hope the curious case is that he gets up to adventures and maybe befriends a dog along the way. Perhaps he's a detective.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've gone into every movie with almost too much information.
Uh-huh.
I've now stopped watching trailers. Because
yeah,
trailers,
I never watch trailers. You're on the Demi train, yes.
I actually think I came up with it independently.
Fucking not.
I wasn't sitting around thinking, I wish someone would tell me to stop watching trailers.
You just can't admit that something nice that's happened to you came from me.
It didn't come from you.
I've always never watched trailers. And I told you that. And now you're not watching trailers and you're like, I came
you
up with this.
You told me that?
Yeah, I've told you that several times. You said, do you want to watch the trailer to Jack and Pikachu? And I was like, no, I don't. I want to watch a movie.
When Bitch did ass. I say Bitch that? Ass. There's no way you remember that specifically happening.
I do!
Uh-huh.
I do remember it.
Okay.
You said at least look at a picture of the Bulbasaur.
It was good to look at a picture of the Bulbasaur. That was a Admit. Cute thing. I don't know. You remember this, and
okay,
that's
well
awesome.
Then save yourself and just admit it.
No, I'm not going to admit it. But it is good to not watch the trailers anymore. Unless, you know what? The trailer for The Pope's Exorcist did really hit for me.
I didn't watch the trailer for The Pope's Exorcist.
You didn't?
No.
Because that was the reason I watched it. I didn't
I have
seek
lied
it out.
To you. We watched it together at the cinemas.
Yeah, because I don't seek it out, but it was on before a movie we went that's to right. together. And that's the only way I'll watch trailers from now on is, you know what the ideal scenario for me is? When a trailer plays out in front of everybody at the movies, and maybe it's like a little bit over half full, and that in that moment after the trailer ends, you hear everyone just lean over and quietly go, shit. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really good. It happened with like, I think the, God, what was that crazy movie about time travel that came out recently?
Oh, Needle in a Time Stack.
God. That trailer playing at the movies and the title coming up and the whole theater going, what? So good.
I remember going to see Mad Max Fury Road with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, my God. She's got so many time boyfriends.
Yeah. And I remember seeing the trailer for the newest Terminator. Mm. And it was like, he's back. And I remember at the end of the trailer being really excited to see Mad Max Fury Road. I leaned over and I still had some popcorn in my mouth and he leaned over and we bonked heads. And as he was saying, that looks bad. And me saying, I want to see that. And I spat the popcorn into his eye. So what is it?
Can I give you a ham job?
Donk.
Oh, good. All right. Well, hey, on that note of you concussing your then boyfriend during the trailers for in front of Mad Max Fury Road, great flick. Check it out if you haven't.
Oh, my God, that movie, dude.
What a movie. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this, after some programmatic ads get inserted that may be of interest to you or someone else in your region.
Bah.
Bah.
We have to stop it. It's too dead.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Blah, 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 blah.
Welcome back, everybody, from the break. Demi, you were just saying you're feeling self-conscious because you're wearing white pants. Is that because you're going to get your filthy woman's period?
No, I don't really get it really regularly because I have an IUD.
Because you have ADHD. Oh, okay.
No, a different set of letters.
Sorry, I got my acronyms mixed up.
A lot of my issues can be pared down to just a few letters.
Hmm. T-O-M.
B-A-D.
Mm-hmm. U-G-L-Y.
And I have no alibi.
Okay. No, the...
Only 90 kids will know. I killed 10 of them.
No. Yeah, you were saying you were self-conscious about these white pants.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why?
Because I don't look like I'm in TLC. I look like I'm in T-O-D-D-L-E-R mode, toddler.
Yes. I do think that white pants to me belong on someone who looks like they could be on a yacht or boat. And I don't think either of us have that vibe to us.
I reckon I could, without practicing, dance really well in these pants.
Okay. I thought you were at least going to make me dare you or something. And what about this is the pants? I didn't realize they were cargo pants too. Damn, you got pockets for days on that shit. All right, Demi, you can't, though this is an audio video medium now, you can't give away the fact that it's an audio medium at its core. Sit down! Talking to the microphone. Stop dancing quietly. Fucking drawstring ass. Just notice those on the tips there. Oh,
tips?
That's on the ends of the legs. Sorry.
Yeah, the tips of the pants.
What I've noticed.
What?
You're dressed like there's been an outbreak in the monkey facility and you're on the way to clean it up.
Okay. And
you're about to be fully sealed in. That. And then a baggy white top of the same quality. And then big helmet.
Big helmet. I would do so well in a helmet like that. You couldn't see my awful face.
Yeah, but you would look kind of too funny because you're short and you would just look like an Among Us.
Would you like if I had a mirror for a head instead?
I think that it would be doubly embarrassing for me to see myself failing to make eye contact with my wife while I'm doing it. So I don't think that would be good for me.
Would you make love to yourself?
Would I make love to myself?
Are you more likely to make love to yourself or kill your clone? Like, are you more likely to fuck or kill your clone?
Huh. Good question. Probably, man, I'd probably fuck just because I don't think I have too much violence in me.
What if the clone does?
What if the clone does? If the clone does, I will kill it without mercy. Probably
look
cool.
Would you fuck it first?
To lure it into a false sense of security?
Yeah.
Sure.
Gently. And then as you're caressing its nipple and slowly kissing it, you twist it so hard that its brain pops out of its tit.
Yeah, if you twist the nipple hard enough, you can really pretty much yank it off and the brain comes with it.
Would you milk a cow that had your face?
Do we need to, like, ban you from question marks for a bit, cunt? Because you are going absolutely mad with power right now.
Ask me something, then.
Okay. Wait. Now I can't stop thinking about the cow in my face.
Yeah, so would you milk it?
Yeah. It wouldn't be happy unless it's milked. All the milk is in there. Its udders are all swollen
up. It's swollen, yeah.
Cows like to be milked.
They shouldn't exist, though.
No.
They wouldn't be unhappy if they didn't exist.
It would be better if we didn't milk the cows. It would be better if the dairy cow wasn't existing in this way.
Yeah.
But
now that it is.
If the cow is around and it has my face, I would milk the cow.
It's like how I don't want to drown a kitten.
Hmm?
But it feels so good.
Okay. Don't. Jesus Christ.
No, I mean, like, you know, there's just like stray cats around and it's like fucking... You shouldn't be alive, but now that you are, you're really cute. I love you. I want to take you home. Uh-huh. You shouldn't fucking be here.
Yeah, right.
That kind of thing, you know?
I understand.
Makes me really mad. Cats particularly.
Do you have any, desperately changing the subject here, do you have any t-shirts that you miss? I feel like
I did, and then it got mailed back to me. I thought it was gone forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What t-shirt?
Well, I went to the Foo Fighters when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
I had my third beer ever. At the Foo Fighters concert, and I don't care about the Foo Fighters. The only reason I went is because Tenacious D were opening.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Tenacious D t-shirt, And then I think about a year ago, I got a package sent to my comedy manager's office and they were like, hey, somebody called, sent us this package. And they said they had some stuff of yours in their garage. And I was like, holy shit, that's my ex's mum. Mm. And she sent me my Tenacious D t-shirt. And a bunch of, like, newspaper articles she'd kept about me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Her son was a monster.
Yeah, this is not the cool ex who you're going to leave me for. But no. That fucking rocks.
So good. I thought I'd lost it forever.
Mm. You still have that shirt. I've seen you wear it.
Went without it for, like, 7 years. 8, actually. Like, nearly a decade.
Mm.
And I have one of my favorite shirts back.
Yay.
It's the coolest.
Damn. That rocks. What was seeing Tenacious D live like? Because I've only listened to their music, you know, I've never seen them live.
There's an extremely cute video of me in a dark teal colored shirt singing along to Tenacious D.
Baby, it's bright green.
It's not, is it?
No. It doesn't work, but I did want to see you panic after putting your feet on me before. And so I just needed to get back at you.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it is really cute. You're singing along like absolutely crazy.
And I'm wearing aviator sunglasses that I borrowed from my papa.
Hmm. The
man, I picked up my dad's ashes, heavy as fuck.
Big man.
But I don't even know whether that makes sense. Like, do you get more ashes if you have a fat relative that gets cremated?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know what turns into smoke and what goes away.
Well, I know that the bones get crushed up in the cremulator.
Yeah.
A lot of the fat just melts away. It goes into like the cracks of the person oven.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. So that's what I was thinking where I was like, oh.
Why was it so heavy? I was like,
but maybe
heavy. And my mom was like, probably not. And she grabbed it and she was like, what the fuck? She's held ashes before.
Okay, so it is more like, it is heavier than a regular amount of person ashes?
The box was like this big.
It was like a shoebox size.
Like about a shoebox size.
Damn.
But maybe the box is just heavy.
That's what I was going to ask also. So it wasn't an urn, it was a box?
They don't give you it in an urn. So if you like go to like a fancy funeral place and you order an urn,
yeah,
they'll give you an urn.
Which, by the way, you know you are eating some serious overcharge there.
Oh my God, yeah.
Dude, they are fucking you.
And
the funeral home industry can get fucked.
Absolutely. They wanted to charge us $100 to play a DVD that they would burn. And we were like, we'll fucking make a file and play it from our seats.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This is at the funeral when we were trying to work out how to play a slideshow of Demi's dad.
Yeah, they were like, it only costs $100 more for us to put the slideshow together and put it on a DVD.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
And we were like, and that's the only option you have?
It.
Why don't you... God damn.
We can make it and we'll just use a remote that we have. Anyway, I already had to buy a bigger coffin for him because I'm a big fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't that much more expensive, but still.
Sure.
It's harder to die when you're fat.
Sure.
What the fuck?
It's expensive to die.
It is expensive to die. And unfortunately, 2 months before my dad died, he gave up his funeral insurance.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it,
Forget
Alan.
About that. Well, I'm doing that.
Don't need that.
This way I can buy treats.
I'm falling down.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I don't think I... The only other time I've held ashes is when I was out on, like, a friend's dad had, like, an old boat that he was obsessed with. Like, not a good boat. But just like this weird little boat that he was like really fucking
His
into.
Boat?
Yeah. Yeah. And so he would take it out every now and again. And then my friend was like, you want to come out with us one time? And I was like, no. And then my mum was like, go on, get out of the house. And I was like, you don't know. No. In the future, I'll make a living by staying in the house. In the future, I'll never have to leave the house again, you witch. You're lucky. You're so beautiful. We went out on the boat. And I'm passing her breasts from hand to hand like I'm juggling. When we're out on the boat, they see something in the water and he just picks it up and then throws it. And my friend's like, oh, because it's an urn.
Yeah.
And he gets a whole bunch of ashes on the side of the boat and he freaks out.
There's guy mud on me.
Yeah, dude. Oh, so good.
I gave my dad's ashes to my mum so that we can... I'm going to have to, like, Andy Dufresne him all over Norwood Football Oval because you're not supposed to, like, spread ashes, but I'm going to do it.
Sure. Are you afraid that your mum's going to eat them and you're going to have just one mega parent?
I told her that they're not vegetarian, so she won't eat them.
That's good. Phew! Glad we solved that one. I don't know. I think getting like cremated is good. Maybe.
No, it's not. It's bad for the environment.
Is it?
It's very bad for the environment. Well, the thing is, you can get cremated, but like you understand how much power and bullshit or coal goes into like turning those machines on. It's useless.
You should just chuck me in some mud and then play video games with the power you would have used.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Literally, yeah. Like, cremation is stupid. Embalming is insane.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's
crazy to me because it's like, how often are you going to use that?
Mm.
How often are you really going to use that embalmed guy?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to, you know what you're going to do? You're going to sleeve it up and put it away and you're never going to look at it or play with it.
Mm.
You know?
Here's the thing. I would like to be one of them corpses that you dump in a field and they go, bugs are in her eyes. And then they learn something from it, the cops. Or yeah. Not the cops, the investigators, detectives and stuff, who are, I guess, cops, but they're like the ones that figure shit out. But I think I would rather be eaten by vultures, like Tibetan sky burial style.
Because,
don't keep looking at me. It's funny get eaten quick.
Yeah, I getcha.
You know?
Be funny to dump you out in Australia and you just get eaten by, like, a bilby, one of our more pathetic animals.
I hope a bilby doesn't eat me. I really hope.
They are the most level one animal I can imagine.
Yeah.
Not a threat to anyone or anything beyond the lowliest bug.
The easiest way to learn about a bilby is to squish it.
Yeah.
That's how pathetic they are.
Guess that's what's in there.
Huh.
It's bilby.
It's more bilby.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That solves that.
Yep.
Well, time to check the second bilby.
They're cute.
They are really cute. God, why was I thinking about bilbies? I think I'm just always doing it.
Well, I mean, because the bilby was something that was tried to sell us as the Australian rabbit so that the Easter bunny could be the Easter bilby. And that was just like, yeah, they don't. They just look like a big rat. They're not as cute as a rabbit, like in drawings, you know? A rabbit, it's obvious what it is. Give us the egg dog for Easter.
Pardon me? Egg dog for Easter, eggnog for Christmas? Are we closing in on Demi's egg-og plan for the year?
Bed clogs for Thanksgiving. Tip, tap, tip.
Okay, yeah. No shoes in bed unless it's Thanksgiving. And then put on those wood things.
Egg clogs.
Stomp around in the bed.
Yep, it's my bed clogs. No, uh-huh. I just think egg dog. That makes more sense.
The what do you mean? It. What? Then what?
Easter bunny is America.
Uh-huh.
Easter bilby is nothing. Egg dog.
Egg dog. We just have a dog.
It gently holds the egg in its mouth and brings to you. Hides them.
Okay.
Dogs actually hide shit. Bunnies don't.
So we just end up with a chocolate dog that you eat.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I know, babe. Hey, no one's doubting that. Look, I would eat the chocolate dog. Runs up to me wagging its tail, barking. I'm like, You can't eat you. Don't mind if I do.
It's trying though.
The chocolate dog licking its own nuts and immediately dying. Dong.
All the smarties fall out. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, jeez.
And I can talk?
A beast's last words being, and I can talk?
Yep.
Jesus, what a tragic existence.
Well, on that,
yeah,
we're about done.
I believe so. That's been an episode of BigSoftTid.png. Demi, we didn't even get around to our segments. I was having too much of a good time yakking your little ear off.
Yeah.
I have to institute you have to sit bolt upright with your feet out in front of you.
I think you need to build me an adult high chair.
Oh, God. I need to build you some kind of restraints.
I'm going to make such a mess with my Pischetti.
Yeah, you're going to dump it onto the floor.
You know like a regular high chair?
Yes.
How they're like, you kind of strap the baby in and they have the two leg holes coming out of it.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you just put them in an orb that they can do whatever in? That's my eat orb.
I think often people don't like to put their children in an opaque orb.
This is one of Tom's most strong-held beliefs, and he has said it every single morning we've ever woken up to each other. Or
my most strongly held belief is something that I said, often people don't like to put their children in opaque orb.
And I think that's, said this, and I was wondering why he was saying it for the first 6 years of our relationship.
And I think that's fair to say, because what you're proposing, I think, is that when you give the child its spaghetti, you simply put it in a completely enclosed space. And so whatever mess it makes is enclosed there. And then you take the top off the orb, lift the baby out, and then just dump the orb out.
And it has rubber slippers and rubber underpants on, so the dirty parts of the baby don't get on the spaghetti.
So your baby is wearing rubber undies, not a diaper.
Yeah, and because so the diaper will soak up the spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Less and food for the baby.
Wait, so if the baby does a shit or piss, it just immediately mixes with the spaghetti and you don't let the baby out until it eats all of that?
No, it stays in the rubber underpants.
But what if there's too much, Demi?
There won't be.
You can't know that.
Maybe rubber pants with a drawstring.
So you're ideally leaving the child in there until it finishes its spaghetti.
Yeah.
And then you're taking it out. Even if the pants are full to bursting with waste.
Yeah. It's got to eat. Doesn't have to be spaghetti.
Yeah. Okay, well, now you have my interest.
Sorry.
Stop that.
Sorry.
Stop that. Sorry. Stop pressing the buttons. Sorry. All right. Sorry. We're going to leave it there.
It sounds like it's saying sigh.
Sorry.
Stop it. All right.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Thanks so much for listening to BigSoftTid.png.
Join the Patreon.
To see this episode in video and to see the other episodes in video, a bonus every week or 2 weeks, join the Patreon and we'll see you over there. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.